Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now we're going to talk about preparing to buy a home.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about buying a home. The first meeting I have with a buyer for their first home is a conversation not about what they're going to buy, but more about what they're going to do to prepare to buy. And that's a conversation I like to have with their lenders simultaneously. What we want to know is the latitude and strength and opportunities. Is there anything that you could pay off and consolidate to make yourself stronger in qualifying for a loan? Are there assets or opportunities that you need to liquidate to improve your down payment? And what are the advantages of doing so? If the first home is a 3 to 5 year stepping stone home, and that median years in a home right now is 10 years of ownership. So if you're less than that, you want to be very careful to communicate clearly that it's a stepping stone home. As a realtor, I want to make sure that its resale is strong and you're in a marketplace that will sell and turn over in 3 to 5 years with confidence, with appreciation. As a lender, you're going to want to make sure you don't buy down the rate too much for a short-term ownership because that cost will not be recovered over time unless you're in the house over 5 years, generally speaking. So you definitely want to make sure you have an understanding of your expectations of this home. If this is a short-term home, you want to make sure it's appealing to the next buyer that's much like yourself, the greatest pool of buyers possible. A lot of first-time buyers are very ambitious and they'll say, well, Marcia, let me buy a fixer-upper and I'll fix it up and then I'll enjoy the appreciation of the sweat equity. That's a great theory, but I've seen a lot of people go in over their heads with that concept. That is, if you've got something that is shifting on under the surface that you're not aware of and you buy an as-is home, you've bitten off something that you can't chew, you'll probably sell it as an as-built as well, and it'll be an expensive trade-off that does not give you the appreciation that a healthier home would have. So I'd encourage you to really take a look at the property with resale in mind. That's my obsession when I have a first-time buyer, is to say, all right, you find a house you enjoy and I'll make sure we have your back in regards to resale. Another example of first-time buyer hurdle is getting in and qualifying for a home that will meet their needs and not be something that's substandard for lifestyle. One alternative is townhouses and condominiums, and in our marketplace, unfortunately, they fall short in many cases from their perspective of management homeowners associations. There's some that do not qualify for FHA financing, for example. You want to make sure you buy in a complex that when you go to sell, it enjoys the same appreciation in the largest pool of buyers possible. So understanding the HOA or the development charges that'll come to you and whether they've got a plan on how to make improvements like the roof is important and critical. They're appealing because you can get those with a really attractive grounds and things for under $200,000 right now, but beware and take a look at them carefully for resale as well. I hope this helps you get started in buying your first home. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.